This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Reaction was swift today to the Obama administration's decision on Plan B. Yesterday, the administration dropped its long-running legal battle to keep age restrictions on the morning-after birth control pill. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, like nearly everything else in the decade-long controversy, this latest decision has pleased just about no one.
Just to be clear, the administration is not proposing that all forms of emergency contraception be made available over the counter without age restrictions. In fact, the Justice Department and the Food and Drug Administration are suggesting on-the-shelf availability for only a single product, Plan B One Step. At the White House briefing today, spokesman Jay Carney said President Obama remains opposed to allowing any over-the-counter access to emergency contraception by younger teens, but conceded that the administration's hand was forced legally.
We have been through a legal process, and the court has ruled against the administration, an appeals court.
That's a reference to a ruling last week denying the administration's request to delay an earlier order requiring it to make the drug available without age restrictions, at least while the appeal was heard.
And that ruling means that, or meant that, Plan B would be immediately available to anyone of any age.
Well, not exactly. For technical legal reasons, it meant that only an older two-pill formulation of Plan B would become immediately available. Instead, the administration is proposing to keep the two-pill version age-restricted and make the brand-name version of the one-pill product, Plan B One Step, available on the pharmacy shelf.
Because at the very least that addresses some of the concerns about the ability of younger girls to use that medication.
Advocates for making all forms of the drug available dispute the administration's claims about the ability of younger teens to use the one-pill versus the two-pill formulations. The products use the same hormone to prevent ovulation and thus pregnancy, but the two-pill version is two doses taken 12 hours apart. Nancy Northup is president of the Center for Reproductive Rights, which successfully argued the lawsuit that prompted the action.
The government's been trying to argue for years that there's a distinction, and the evidence in the record is that the two-pill product is safe and effective and should be on the drugstore shelves.
But there's a more important reason those who've been pushing for broader availability of the drug are unhappy with the administration's proposal. Plan B One Step is the only brand-name product now available and is thus the most expensive. It retails for between $40 and $50. Susanna Baruch heads the Reproductive Health Technologies Project.
And this is not a minor issue. It has a real impact on giving all women meaningful access to emergency contraception. We know generics tend to be $10 to $20 cheaper than the name brand, and that can make all the difference for many women.
Other more conservative groups are also unhappy, but for the opposite reason. They don't want the product available to teenagers without a prescription at all. Anna Higgins heads the Family Research Council's Center for Human Dignity.
We're disappointed that the administration, it looks like they're caving to political pressure instead of putting the safety and health of young girls first.
It's not at all clear what happens next, but one thing that is pretty clear, says Susanna Baruch.
Don't expect to see the product at your neighborhood store instantaneously.
That's because there are still a lot of things that have to happen. First, the judge in the case has to approve the government's proposal, which is not certain to happen. If he does, the FDA then has to approve new labeling for Plan B One Step, which it has promised to do, quote, without delay. Only then will the drug be coming to a retail shelf near you. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.